back to the second half of the Alex Jones Show.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the
Everglades. Almost. We're back for the second half of the Alex Jones Show. Ladies and gentlemen, how's your America in 2026 going? Is it good? Is it just like the America our grandfathers remembered? Things might have changed a little bit. You know, we're still the red, white, and blue, just a little bit less red and a lot more white and blue. Hey, my friends, first off, shout out to Harrison Smith. Did an excellent job with the first half of the Alex Jones Show. My name's JP Sears, and I am very grateful to be hosting right now the second half of the Alex Jones Show. Well, Alex is out of town. Do we know where Alex went? It would be funny if he did like an influencer trip to Israel. Just kissing the, I would imagine Alex would be holding hands with Lindsey Graham as he kisses the Wailing Wall for America, because we know Alex loves America. So I don't know. He's probably in, I think he's in Israel holding hands with Lindsey Graham, like interlocked hands. We know Lindsey Graham he's a little bit gay. Not confirmed. There's a live shot of Alex. He just got out of a nightclub with Lindsey Graham. This is breaking news, everybody. But anyway, while Alex is gone, it is just a joy. It's an honor to be here with you on the Alex Jones Show. What Alex has laid out over the past, couple decades, it's just legendary. I don't know of a greater freedom fighter, truth fighter, crusader of truth than Alex Jones. So it's just an absolute pleasure to be here with you. And I'm looking forward to sharing some very unqualified opinions with you today on some of the top stories that have caught my interest. And I assure you, nobody is less educated but more confident on geopolitics than myself. There's some news about Pam Bondi we're going to be getting to. And shocker, communist in New York, Mom Donnie, has proudly announced they're going to be confiscating property as people cheer for that. We'll be taking a look at that. And I don't know if you've heard, there's a war in Iran. It's a necessary war. And there's an alleged peace deal. I'll be giving you a bit of an update on this Iran peace deal that is a surefire thing based on what we're told. This peace deal is definitely going to happen. It might happen. It's probably going to happen. It might not happen. It's not going to happen. This peace deal, we're told, is definitely going to happen. So we'll give you some of the updates. And also, I'm very excited about this, ladies and gentlemen. You may have seen him with Harrison Smith, I think, less than a month ago. Later on in the show, I'll be doing a little interview discussion with Danks, known as Dankster Intel on Twitter. This dude is a researcher. He's finding information that the public deserves to know. And specifically what I'll be talking with Dankster about is some of your favorite conservative influencers may have seemingly changed their tone in the past 6 months or so. It's like, why do you guys all, you made fun of Lindsey Graham for years and now you agree with Lindsey Graham on everything? Well, Dankster has uncovered, I think, information everybody should know about because people need to make informed decisions. And what I'll be discussing with him about is how he brings the receipts, how a lot of these conservative influencers, including the present day Charlie Kirk show, are Israeli propaganda outlets, ladies and gentlemen. There's a registered foreign agent of Israel at work with these people. Bring you those receipts with an interview with Danks a little bit later. And for now,
This Memorial Day, honor freedom and save big at the alexjonesstore.com. Right now, get an additional 25% off already discounted products. Limited time, limited supply. Take action now.
Introducing the Gates of Hell Parasite Shirt. Inspired by the tick that turned barbecue lovers into cautious vegans overnight. Alpha Gal approved. Order now before the next helicopter drop.
Introducing the new 1776 wallet from the alexjonesstore.com. Now with enough room to hold receipts from groceries that somehow cost $500.
Don't wait any longer. Go to the website now. You'll be happy you did.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Does anybody really know the secret or the combination for this life and where to keep it?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Alex Jones Show. I don't know how you've been seeing the world. We're going to get into some of these leading stories that have caught my interest because I think truth is at play with all of them. But first, I've noticed something in the past, man, it's just amplifying. I think it's the biggest issue of our times. It's really kind of swelled up over the past year. And then, pretty much when Trump did the old, there are no Epstein files. Well, there are Epstein files, but it's a hoax. And there are Epstein files, but we're just not going to release them. That really put on the map for me. Like, how much does Israel control our country? And what's all this AIPAC funding about? And something I've noticed, there's certainly a divide. And I'm like just stating the obvious here. There has certainly become a divide in the conservative movement where there's some people who seem to be loyal to a person above all else. It's almost like they worship that person. And of course, that would be Trump loyalists. And that's fine. Free country, your choice. And then there's another group of people who just care about being loyal to no one except the truth. And if people are in alignment with the truth, then they're aligned with that person, that politician, that official. And if those people fall out of alignment with truth, well, they're not loyal to that person anymore. So we have this interesting divide in the conservative movement in America, and Israel just seems to be the focal point where, you know, I can't count how many times online I've just been smeared like, well, you don't support the government of Israel. Well, you're an anti-Semite. It's like, no, like that's not it. Like, I don't like Zionism. To me, it's the same way I don't like communism. Jewish people are some of my best friends, but there's just seemingly a very pervasive psyop. I think it's the biggest one out there right now, and it's the psyop on Israel. And I'll get to a fun story about a proud Israeli citizen treating America like garbage here in just a second. But first, there's a psyop expert. I just want to share this real quick because I think we're living in a time where speaking truth as you see it, your best discernment of what truth is, having the courage to speak your truth, how you see the world, instead of being gaslit, falling for lies, hypocrisy, corruption, instead of pledging willful ignorance, speaking truth, I think, is more important than any other time in history that I've been alive anyway. Yet the intimidation factor has never been higher. I mean, people will treat you like you are just a vile human. If you're just like, dude, I think the Israel government's corrupt. By the way, I think my government's corrupt too. Drawing the distinction, yeah, I'm criticizing the corrupt government. Netanyahu, he literally has a corruption trial. He keeps pushing back and we can't call the killing of children, killing of children. So I just want to say for anybody who feels intimidated, like, hey, people are going to smear me. I see it happen to people all the time when they're online and they're speaking for America, which means you kind of have to say, what's this Israel stuff about? I just want to say man, the version of you on your deathbed, what would you regret? What would you be proud of? And I don't think any of us will ever wind up on our deathbed saying, you know what I am grateful for? I am grateful I did not have the courage to speak truth while I still had the right to speak truth. I think maybe the reverse would be true. The version of us on our deathbed, hopefully many years, who would feel more fulfilled in the course, the fork in the road where we would not have regret, instead we'd have fulfillment, would be, yeah, I had the courage to speak truth. By the way, we're not even asking ourselves to do anything courageous. We're not asking ourselves, like, pick up a weapon and fight for your country. Put yourself in harm's way. We're not even asking you to do that. I'm not being asked to do that. We're asking ourselves, I'm asking you, and I'm challenging myself to a greater degree, to simply have the little bit of courage it takes to let your words be aligned with how you actually see the world, and not let intimidation contort your words or even contort your thinking. I love to navigate life when there's a choice, like, holy shoot, I just posted a video on kind of like what Zionism is. People are calling me an anti-Semite. It's getting censored from YouTube. There's a fork in the road, and we all have our version of this fork in the road. We can choose to cower down, be the person who lives on our knees, or we can choose to have the courage and do the version of ourselves who's doing the accounting, our life audit, many years from now, who looks back and says, that was a life well lived. I'm glad I made that choice to speak my mind at that fork in the road. I think that's more important now than ever, ladies and gentlemen. Last thing I'll say on Israel. It's our greatest ally, by the way. It's great. If we're obedient, we would just say Israel and the government of Israel and the politicians in our country that Israel either controls or has a freaking weird amount of influence over, they have never done anything wrong. Like, only great things. Nothing but God's chosen people over there, right? They bombed Lebanon and get us children. Wow. God's weird. With what I was going to say, and I will say, there's a PSYOP expert named Chase Hughes. He is phenomenal. He's a mind control expert. By the way, if this guy was evil, watch out. Luckily, Chase Hughes, he's a good guy. He did an excellent interview on the Sean Ryan show. I can't recommend that enough. If you look up Chase Hughes on the Sean Ryan show, it's phenomenal. You learned all about PSYOPs. And the interesting thing about PSYOPs is you don't really know you're in one until you learn how to recognize you're in a PSYOP. Just like the old saying, you don't know what the hell, I forget what the old saying is. That's how good it is. Oh, here it is. You can't get out of jail unless you know you're in one. And that's what a PSYOP is. It's a mind jail. So Chase Hughes talks about how there's three components that all PSYOPs operate in. Now, there's probably countless PSYOPs that are at work right now. PSYOPs layered on PSYOPs. Iran war, more global PSYOP than that would be this Israel PSYOP. It's like, gosh, it's either like they're trying to take over America or America is trying to just let them occupy our government. So what's the deal? Well, if you learn the three main components of PSYOPs, I'm going to hit you with just the four dummies, low IQ version, hashtag Alex Jones. I'll hit you with the three components, but please check out Chase Hughes that you can see on your screen right now. He's a brilliant man. I've had a chance to meet with him. He is just a good guy who is an expert at the mind. So there's always three components of PSYOPs. Number one is there is a persistent narrative. And think about this in terms of Israel. I'm not trying to pick on Israel. Well, I am. Actually, I kind of am. A persistent narrative. Do you see that with Israel? Our greatest ally. We have to do this. Ugh. Number two is all PSYOPs involve a censorship component. Now, with Israel, this is, it's growing more and more. We see state lawmakers introducing legislation, it's hate speech legislation. And we all know, hey, most people, most civilized people don't like hate speech. But you can't have free speech without hate speech. So on principle, damn it, you don't have to listen to it, but it has to be able to exist. But we also know when people get a little bit agenda-ridden, a little power-hungry rather than principled, they like to call speech that they don't like hate speech. So nonetheless, we're seeing that grow more and more. And the censorship component of the Israel PSYOP, as I see it, it's certainly not just at a centralized government level, even though that seems to be growing more and more. Like, hey, you start a business, sign this that says you won't boycott Israel. What? I can boycott America as an American company, but I can't boycott. Okay, that's interesting. Boycott, of course, would be an expression of actions, an expression of speech. But we're also seeing people who have fallen, in my opinion, fallen for the mass formation psychosis of this PSYOP online all the time. They are right now the principal censorship component of the Israel PSYOP or Zionist PSYOP, if want to probably be a little bit more accurate. Say something that's not super pro-Israel. It might be super factual, but not super pro-Israel. And you're just smeared all over the place. You're an anti-Semite. You work for Iran? So you think Muslim extremism is good? That's what you're actively supporting? No, you idiot. I didn't say that. But you're trying to censor me. I don't know if you know what you're doing, but you sure are doing it. And the third component of any PSYOP, we mentioned there's a consistent narrative. Holy Lord, it couldn't be more boringly consistent. There's a censorship component, and there is a tribal component. And the tribal component, it preys on our biggest human fear, which is, I won't belong. Because primally, like, hey, if we don't belong, our chances of survival kind of go down the toilet. So the tribalism with this PSYOP is essentially, you're not going to be a part of polite society if you keep thinking that. So it's another intimidation tactic, preying on the biggest vulnerability of our instinctual primal mind, which is, you're going to be cast away if you keep saying those words. So, ladies and gentlemen, check out Chase Hughes, talks about PSYOPs. I think it's valuable to know, because just like a jail, you can't get out of a PSYOP unless you know you're in one. So let's learn to recognize the PSYOPs we're in, because quite honestly, they suck. They suck to be in. You don't have to participate. It's all voluntary. Someone else is volunteering you. But you have to volunteer yourself once you know it to stay in or get the hell out. Which brings us to first story that caught my attention. There's in Las Vegas. Do you like biolabs, ladies and gentlemen? I am a huge fan of biolabs. I have studied Anthony Fauci's work, and I just think this is a good guy doing good things. Biolabs only have upside. I like me some biolabs. I want to start a biolab company myself. So there's an Israeli citizen named Ori Solomon. You may have seen this. Mario Nalfal reports it on Twitter. Israeli citizen Ori Solomon, 55 years old, who was arrested last year for running an illegal biolab in Las Vegas containing dangerous pathogens including HIV. Thank you, Fauci, for, you know, helping with that one. Malaria. Thank you, Bill Gates. I know that's one of your favorites. Tuberculosis has had all the federal charges against him dismissed. He is now free to return to Israel. This was one of the wildest stories of the year. An unlicensed lab in a U.S. city handling serious biological agents. So reports are that the judge that said, like, oh, just a bio lab and weapons charges. Do you want to go back to Israel? Like, we can just get you out of this. Apparently, reports are that judge was also an Israeli citizen. But nonetheless, what I like best about this story is this biolab was in Las Vegas. I think Las Vegas needs more biolabs. I'm not a fan of Vegas. In fact, I think biolabs in Vegas that leak would do that city a favor. Just improve it. America's moral character would probably go up astronomically. Because, like, you know, we got HIV, malaria, tuberculosis. Yeah, it's kind of child's play with diseases. None of them are, I guess, Magic Johnson still running around. So I don't know if any of those are really going to end you. But what I like best about this story is he chose Vegas. He might, yes, Israeli citizen, but maybe he was trying to do America a favor. Vegas is kind of scummy. There's a clip from the local news in Vegas, KTNV, with a little bit of the alarming components of this story. Let's take a look at that. That's clip three.
It's puzzling to experts, a biolab in a suburban home garage.
Unless these things get raided, nobody's going to find them. It's not like we know that they're there.
Investigators say they were tipped off to one by someone who worked in the house. They raided it early Saturday morning. Video revealing the hundreds of samples collected in vials and jugs. Days later, police identifying this man, Ori Solomon, as the property manager.
We have no knowledge that he had any expertise or is in that area, or he's somewhat of a trained biologist, no.
Court records obtained by Channel 13 show he's an Israeli citizen here on a non-immigrant visa. Authorities say he works for a Chinese citizen who goes by the alias David Herr, who owns the home on Sugar Springs Drive. Herr is in a California jail charged following a 2023 investigation of an alleged illegal biolab in Reedley, California. Leaders there holding a press conference this week.
Pathogens, including samples of COVID-19, there was 1,000 transgenic mice that were there.
Investigators say much of what was found in that Fresno warehouse.
I like they had transgenic mice. With Pride Month coming up, what other kind of mice would be more appropriate to do your biolab testing on? So shout out to him, transgenic mice. And I, on behalf of New MAGA, I would like to formally condemn that Vegas news station for that kind of reporting. The man is an Israeli citizen. How anti-Semitic was that report? They were framing his illegal biolab activity as bad. Like, come on, he's from Israel. God's chosen people. So, on behalf of America, I'd like to apologize to our greatest ally, who's literally just in Vegas doing God's work and is now back in, according to the 1948 version of Israel, he's back in the land of God's promised people. Let's just read the Scofield Bible, ladies and gentlemen, not the actual Bible. That's good. Scofield Reference Bible is where it's at. Give me a guy who's an alcoholic, abandoned his family, and literally was in jail for fraud. I want him to reinterpret the Bible for us. And then we have Zionism spreading in the West, and people don't even know where it came from. 1909 Scofield Reference Bible, ladies and gentlemen. Land of opportunity here. Hey, speaking of Israel, there's a poll Thomas Massey put up on X, aka Twitter, because I'm an old crotchety man and I refuse to just call it X. So Thomas Massey put this poll up. What's the greatest threat to liberty in America? Israel, Iran, China, or Russia? So this is over 39,000 votes in the 24-hour poll that's now concluded. Wow, golly, Israel came up as number one. 86% of people said, yeah, Israel's the greatest threat to liberty in America. China came in second, then Iran, and then Russia. Now, this is a cross-section thinking of the American people. The skepticism, not about Jewish people, but the Israeli government, is just growing. And this poll by Massey, it's honestly just astonishing. Now you could say, well, that's Thomas Massey's audience. So like Israel just unseated him, even though we're told Israel had nothing to do with that election. As you can see, Ed Galrain, nobody knew his last name, by the way. I don't even know if I pronounce it right. Over $15 million in AIPAC funding. Thomas Massey comes in a very distant, shameful second place in that race with zero funding. Nothing to do with Israel. This election wasn't about Israel. Is Israel in any way connected to the Israel lobby? Now, that's how it, the results of that poll, that's how it registers on my radar too. Now, I'm just one guy with honestly idiotic thinking, but what I do have is pure intent and a willingness to tell truth as I see it. And how I see it, the threat of Israel to liberty in America, where we have rights and the will of the people is done. Part of liberty is our government is here to serve us. Like breaking news, just in, our government is here to serve us, not the other way around. I know there was a Republican guy, I forgot his name. You've seen clips of it probably. He's probably at least half reptile. Recently said, yeah, the Republican Party, we're here to do what's in the best interest of the government, not the American people. Hey, you said the quiet part out loud. Shut up. So given that those things are part of liberty in our country, how I see Israel as a threat, and apparently, you know, 39,000 people in Thomas Massey's poll, 86% of them see it as the biggest threat as well. It's not, hey, Israel might bomb us or do terrorist attacks, as bad as those would be, but it's the hijacking of our government system that is supposed to serve the people. It's one thing if our American federal government and state governments, if they're hijacked by power-hungry Americans, that's bad.
That's been happening.
And it's a whole other can of worms if a foreign nation hijacks our federal government, state governments, determines our elections, or heavily influences our elections. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the poll according to Thomas Massey followers on Twitter.
Heard Alex Jones talk about some chemical that makes the frogs gay. Raise your hand. Turns out he wasn't wrong. When frogs were exposed to atrazine, some were chemically castrated and feminized. Genetic males developed female reproductive organs, and some even produced viable eggs. What is less known is this. Human exposure to atrazine in the womb is linked to genital malformations in men. Like when the pee hole isn't in the right place on the pee. And it even could be contributing to shrinking sizes. I am talking about micro becoming increasingly common. Despite this, atrazine, the micro chemical, is present in the drinking water of 40 million Americans. Europe banned it. We didn't. Talk about a war on masculinity.
Put another nickel in the Alex Jones Was Right jar. The most important people to have stability and consistency would be businessmen. So he formed this trilateral commission of businessmen and politicians from three.
He's literally talking about how they made the basically the Illuminati. This is, it's, so you literally have, so remember when I said this is like a dev video? What the f? It's literally just a dev video. Alex Jones was right about everything.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
And I have to say, your willingness to platform or to have a conversation with Alex Jones, I think, was a revolutionary act.
I'll tell you, that fucking guy is right about a lot of shit.
One of the things he was telling me was about fluoride and about the frogs when exposed that yeah. That went from male to female.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
I went back to NBC. We had all these fact checkers. It was all true. We found out all this stuff he was saying was true. And here I am across from you, Harvard-educated Johns Hopkins attending physician, saying, yeah, fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying. Not good. It's crazy.
Alex Jones taught me about this 20 years ago. Listen.
He loves this country. He is a patriot, and he's somebody who we better listen to.
Alex Jones was right. I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
I want to start with sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex.
This is rocket fuel. This is incredible. This is rocket fuel. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is a cocktail I drink every day. A squirt of ultramethylene blue and T3. You are insane if you don't get it. Okay? Well, listen. You are insane if you don't get it. I am a wrecking ball. I am obsessed with this. I can't stop. And now I'm having this. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is the truth. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. You understand that? Does that burn into your brain?
I think I'm going to buy some methylene blue now.
DallasShowShore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, if you are a supporter of Truth, you can support your health and support Truth at the same time. Just go to the alexjonesstore.com. Now, I recommend if you have people in your life, family members, who just get a little bit of eyes glazed over, angry, you know, the hypnosis kicks in anytime you talk about maybe touchy subjects for them. The vaccine, whatever it might be, but say they're kind of into health. There's someone who spent some time in California. They picked up some good health habits. I recommend getting them good health products and supplements they would endorse. They've probably used different versions of, but get them those products from the Alex Jones store. See what happens to them. They'll be grateful and rageful at the same time. You know, Aunt Catherine, who has blue hair, she's triple vaxxed, but thinks she lives an all-natural lifestyle. Get her some methylene blue. Alex Jones store logo right on it, his signature. She won't know what to do with herself. She'll either boycott methylene blue for the rest of her life. I didn't know Alex Jones uses this. Or it might be like, oh, Alex Jones is in methylene blue. What's this all about? Maybe he's not such a bad guy. He is a bad guy. He may be not as bad as I thought. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to support the show, if you want to support probably the greatest truth crusader I've ever met, Alex Jones, go to the alexjonesstore.com. to support your health while supporting truth at the same time. Now, there is no question President Trump, as like campaign promises, like Trump's never changed. Well, yes, he has. Betrayed campaign promises. There's no question the guy is still very powerful. And for the record, I like a lot of what he's done. And I really dislike some of what he's done. I just like to call balls and strikes. But given that there's no question the guy is powerful, I saw this come up this morning. Trump was 118 for 118 in his endorsed primary candidates in recent primary races. And you can see with the U.S. Senate, he endorsed 9 candidates. 9 of his candidates won. This is link 5A if the Antifa gentleman in back care to bring it up. And the U.S. House, we know Thomas Massey was touched on the underside of this. He endorsed 101 candidates, and all 101 of them won. And as far as governor primary candidates, endorsed 8 won. I mean, that's impressive. 118 for 118. And I don't have any grounds for this to stand on, but it is just a question. And I know we get smeared for just asking questions nowadays. Like, that's now a smear. Oh, you're just asking questions? Yeah, I am. It's a question. Who influenced Trump to pick these guys? I mean, we know Ed Gallrain was just kind of like, I don't know. What do I stand for? I disavowed the Republican Party, so you want me to be a Republican? Do war in Iran? Okay, if that's what you want. So I'm not sure if Trump, if all any of these people have their own legs to stand on, or if it's just like, yeah, these guys are going to help with what we're doing. It's what we're doing. Okay. At one of those races, Texas Senator, I know Harrison covered it in the beginning of the show, and I'll just touch on it with a little unhinged opinion. Ken Paxton is one of those races that Trump endorsed. So Ken Paxton won. He's attorney general in the great state of Texas. And he's an interesting candidate. He's got what some who have morals and decency, some would call, like, gosh, Ken seems to have some faults, like alleged bribery, alleged abuse of office allegations, fraud. I don't think that one's alleged because he's settled. And then this one, if you're a parent, this kind of subject matter, it just makes my skin crawl. But Ken Paxton, one of his seemingly faults, and again, this is just the guy that Trump endorsed, and he won the primary in the Texas senator race. There was a child rapist. You know, Ken Paxton, his office is the prosecuting attorney. The guy gets off with 60 days in jail, doesn't even serve all of it. And we might say, gosh, those seem like faults. Ugh. I don't know. If you look at who Trump surrounds himself with, you know, the Howard Lutnicks of the world, all the guys and not all. He's in some Epstein company. Can we say that? He's doing some protection of those people. I don't know. Are they just an underrepresented minority that needs protection? Maybe. But Trump seems to be protecting some of the Epstein class, as he said to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Don't you release those files. It'll hurt my friends. Ooh. So given some of that company that President Trump, for all the good he's done, gosh, that's some weird company, buddy. Trump probably looked at these things of Ken Paxton. Oh, gosh, bribery, abuse of office allegations, fraud. He's objectively a pedophile protector. gosh, guys, this looks like his resume. I like it. This guy looks qualified. It looks like the guy's just getting after it. This is impressive. Not many people are willing to do this. But our best and brightest, ladies and gentlemen, because what I find interesting about this is you're kind of pitting by the way, I'm not going to be one of these like party loyalists. I'm just not that. Who says, I guess we support Ken Paxton now. That's what we are doing. He's the other conservative guy was crummy too. So Ken Paxton, let's get behind him. Maybe not going to be me, but the other choice now, I guess the Democrat senatorial candidate, if that's even a word, James Tallarico. I don't know if that, and I don't care. I don't respect the guy enough to actually pronounce his name right. But James Tallarico, he'll be the Democrat senatorial candidate. And he's the guy. Harrison showed a clip. We don't have to replay it, but he's the guy that's like, I think Jesus would support abortion because the Bible doesn't specifically say don't do abortion. So, like, these are the two choices, our best and brightest, ladies and gentlemen, here to just lead the country and lead the great state of Texas. You got to love that rationalization. Of James Tallarico. I don't know. I think Jesus would support abortion because he didn't say in the Bible not to do abortion. He's like, all right. Like, Jesus also didn't say, like, he didn't specify every kind of thing. He didn't say, like, don't go cut the arms off your neighbor. He kind of said murder is wrong, but he didn't say a mass killing of five is wrong. He didn't even say a mass killing of seven is wrong. So you got to love the guy's logic. You know, give him credit for that. He is a creative individual, this James Tallarico gentleman. So those of us who are proud Texans, we get to look at maybe the opposite of that, shameful candidates. Ken Paxton, James Tallarico. I don't know who's I don't like that. It's not a fun choice. It's not. But that's our best and brightest. I don't know of anybody. Thomas Massey might be one. Rand Paul might be two. I don't know of many people who want to run for office who deserve to be in office. The kind of people that want to run for office. I mean, you look at Ken Paxton's resume. It's like, that seems like the kind of guy that would want to run for office. Bribery allegations, abuse allegations, abuse of office allegations, allegedly fraud allegations, pedo protection. It seems like power hungry people want to be in office. And who do power hungry people want to serve? Themselves. And those around them, they want to serve those around them because they want to get something for themselves. Yeah, I'll do the bidding for you because of what's in it for me. More power. Visit to the island. I am honored. I'll bring my whole family. Howard Lucknick's doing well nowadays, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, also in the news, Pam Bondi. I mean, she's back in the news. I guess the Dow is above 50,000. I haven't checked the stocks, but it's got to be above 50,000. There's two pieces of breaking news with Pam Bondi. Three. Number one is her age. I didn't realize she was 60 years old. Did you? As a heterosexual man, I will say, not bad for 60. That's a compliment, Pam. Is it misogynistic? Yes. You look pretty good, Pam, for 60 years old. That's a compliment. Take it. I don't have any other compliments for you right now. So, breaking, Attorney General Pam Bondi's been quietly battling thyroid cancer in her time following her departure from her role as U.S. Attorney General. Horrible news, as reported by Nick Sorter. By the way, a lot of people around Trump have been getting cancer recently. I don't know why. But that comes out along with, I mean, seemingly simultaneously, these two news headlines. One is Pam has cancer. And just sincerely, if that's true, I don't know, I question everything. It's probably true. That's horrible. And hopefully she's doing okay with it. Thyroid cancer. No jokes about that. The other headline that comes out is Pam Bondi was just appointed by Trump to be the on the White House AI panel. The White House AI panel, ladies and gentlemen, Pam Bondi, resident AI expert now. Trump appoints Pam Bondi to White House AI panel. Bondi will be tasked with facilitating coordination between the government and AI companies on the panel. Does your AI know how to figure out who's in the Epstein files and who the criminals? Well, make it stop. So she's on that panel. Here's just what strikes me. These two headlines hitting the circuit simultaneously. Because when something comes out, I'm curious about three things: what, when, and why. You know, they, in this case, these Trump administration, but whoever they are, they don't, like, they're feeding you information at a given time for a reason. And they don't want you to think the reason is anything other than, like, we just wanted you to know. But what is it? Okay, she's on the AI panel. When and why? When? Well, this one is interesting. It comes out right when we're told, like simultaneously, right when we're told Pam Bondi has cancer. It kind of positions her as a victim. And we're kind of told you're not allowed to be skeptical of victims. Because it just comes out like, hey, Pam's a, she's an AI expert, kind of like how Kamala was the border czar. She knows about borders. So Pam's going to be, you know, this AI stuff that could end humanity, could certainly alter our ways of life. These are questions you shouldn't consider because Pam is a victim. I don't know if that's actually why the coordinated effort, but I do know, which, by the way, we're going to bring Danks on the air for an interview in just a couple minutes. I'm very excited about this. But just like when we're told, hey, there might be some weird looking behavior from Erica Kirk, you're not allowed to question it because she is just a grieving widow, very much positioned as a victim status. You can't question Israel because they've been an oppressed people. Benjamin Netanyahu will tell you that left and right. So I got, by the way, Erica Kirk, you told me she's just a grievous. Well, she's not just that. She's literally the CEO of a 9-figure organization. She voluntarily stepped into the spotlight. No. She's just a grieving widow. Well, she's objectively not just that. She's something more as well. So there is an unspoken contract that I wouldn't recommend signing, which is you never question victims. It's wrong. Now, it's different if someone's like legitimately the victim of a crime or a circumstance. But when someone's either kind of through propaganda or psyops or otherwise positioned as a victim, well, it's almost like you're intentionally trying to make them off limits for any scrutiny. But I'm sure I'm just paranoid. I think Pam Bondi will do a wonderful job as the resident AI expert at the White House. I'm sure she'll stand for truth and justice when it comes to the AI frontier, as she stood for truth and justice with the Epstein files. I loved her testimony, just a transparent woman. The files are on my desk. I'm reviewing them. And there's also no files. Pam sent me this. It's She got a couple pages of the Epstein files right there. But hey, I would like to bring on, he is a fact finder incarnation as a human. His name is Danks. And if you don't follow him, you'll want to follow him on Twitter. You'll find him at Dankster Intel. And this man, he came onto my radar a few months ago, and I was just blown away with what he presented. I mean, he brings transparency to a sea of fog that we're living in. When you think of your favorite, or at least the, you know, some of the most well-known conservative voices, the current Charlie Kirk show being one of them, and you find out, wow, they're actually, they have to integrate Israel propaganda into their show. And these are, you know, podcasters positioned as America first. And in the past 6-9 months, we've seen America first come out to be seemingly something different. So if we've got them available, let's bring on Danks, ladies and gentlemen. Is he available?
I'm fully available.
We're about to bring him on, ladies and gentlemen. As we bring him on, I do want to say, we'll go through some of the just foundation of receipts that Danks has come up with. And then recently, I don't know if you followed it, Danks and I'll get into it. There was a bit of a bloodbath in the comments section of a Charlie Kirk show recent episode where they're trying to address the backlash. You know, Andrew Klevitt, the current head, Blake Neff, the current heads, faces of the Charlie Kirk show. They were addressing the backlash that they received for seemingly betraying Charlie Kirk's legacy as it relates to Thomas Massie. So as they were addressing it, they made it worse. And the comment section of that video, where it just became an absolute bloodbath, Danks' work was the backbone of it all. Danks, how are you doing, brother?
Man, I'm good. Good to be here. Good to see you, JP. Shout out to Alex Jones and Harrison Smith and everybody here. It's a pleasure to be back. Thank you for having me, JP.
Heck yeah.
Good to
see you. And I know you've been on before with Harrison, and Alex couldn't be here. Rumor has it he's in Israel kissing the wall while holding hands with Lindsey Graham.
That sounds like a party. How come we weren't invited, bro? What is going on?
I don't know. Next time, accept the $7,000 check, Danks. That's all I have to say. But brother,
well, I did want to, sorry to interrupt. We do have really good news. The Dow is up today, 0.45%. Unfortunately, though, Oracle and Palantir are both down. So we're concerned, but you know,
that's why
the Dow is up.
I still felt like I had some resemblance of privacy in my life. So that explains it. Palantir's down. That's a shame. Please pray for Palantir, ladies and gentlemen. But Danks, brother, man, I know you and I have talked before, and I'm impressed with your work. I don't know how you do what you do, but you go into these, you know, government filings and find out stuff that's available. I just perceive it to be very hard to find. I wouldn't even know how to go about it. And you do so much, but some of what you've found in the past few months has had to do with Salem Media Network. They're a podcast network, radio network, that hosts some very popular conservative voices, the Charlie Kirk Show being one of them, Laura Trump being another one, Brandon Tatum, I'm not sure if he's still with them, but he was. So I'm curious, I want to get into the details, but just give us the 50,000 foot view from above. What have you found, big picture, and what drove you to want to do these investigations?
Yeah, those are great questions. I'll say this. I started looking into connections, I guess you could say, when I was looking into some of the Turning Point USA Form 990s, which are the LLC for nonprofit filings for your taxes every year. And I kind of ran across something that didn't make sense at the time. So this was like back in January, January, February. And there was a company called Clock Tower LLC. And I believe it was America's Turning Point had given almost 50% of their annual revenue. America's Turning Point, a subsidiary of Turning Point USA, one of the four arms of this nonprofit, Turning Point. And what happened was they just documented as giving them $999,000 from America's Turning Point to Clock Tower for research. That's basically what it said. That company ends up closing down. There's no information otherwise. Not too long later, a company called Clock Tower X LLC opens up. This is maybe a year and a half, 2 years after they closed down the first Clock Tower. And it happens to be under Brad Parscale as the principal, registered foreign agent of Israel. And their direct real meaning of what they're supposed to be doing is integrating pro-Israel messaging into Salem media and aligned narrative programs, influencers, podcasts. It doesn't stop at Salem media, but they are the hub. And Charlie Kirk, the network, the Charlie Kirk podcast, Salem media, that's their biggest show.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to what their messaging is, it could come in a variety of different ways. But for example, Dinesh D'Souza, he said, "Oh, well, I'm not with Salem media anymore. You might want to get me off your post." That's not what the FARA documents, Foreign Agent Registration Act, FARA.gov. It's a, you know, it's a government website where foreign agents that are registered to do business in this country on behalf of another country are required to file. Now, Pam Bondi has done some dismantling of the oversight, but it doesn't matter if you're in Salem media or not. If you have the same pro-Zionist messaging and it's pro-Israeli Zionism or Christian Zionism or Judaism Zionism, whatever. FYI,
apparently you're an anti-Semite. Go on.
Well, I'm a Semite. I'm Iranian, actually. I'm half Iranian.
Thanks. So. We're going to pick up. We got to go to a commercial break, but we're going to pick up right there when we come back. And I'm excited to have you on. Please follow Dankster Intel on Twitter.
BOGO subs, buy one, get one free supplements right now. Has been extended. The Memorial Day sale was just that popular. We wanted to give y'all another day to take advantage of the buy one, get one sale on T3 Trifecta Iodine Tincture, as well as the Ultra Methylene Blue Tincture. T3 Trifecta Iodine Tincture is built to support thyroid health, hormone balance, metabolism, energy, and daily wellness. It's one of the life-changing products. You know, well, really a lot of, really all of our products are life-changing, but iodine and the methylene blue are the two that for years we've had people call in and say, "I have no idea how I survived without this. It's changed my life." And the thing is that you might not even know what an effect a lack of iodine is having on your body. Again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to make medical claims here, but I do know from personal experience and you know, friends of mine start taking iodine and they're like, "It's amazing. I sleep an hour less a night. Like, I just have more energy. I just need an hour less of sleep." Now, again, I don't know what the effect is going to be on you, but you aren't going to know until you try it. Maybe you're going around just thinking that, well, you're just getting older and the brain fog is setting in. It's just a matter of age and nothing you can do about it. Well, have you tried to do something about it? Have you tried to fight back against age and the poisons in our food and water? Because you're not going to know how effective and powerful this stuff is until you try it. You may very well realize that you're not supposed to be. You're not just supposed to be in pain all the time. You're not supposed to just have brain fog all the time. That's a problem that you can solve. And we help you solve it by going to thealexjonesstore.com. That's thealexjonesstore.com. Go to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison to let them know who sent you. Join the VIP club. Get massive discounts across the board. T3 Trifecta Iodine and Ultra Methylene Blue Tincture on sale right now for buy one, get one. Whatever you can do to support us, we absolutely appreciate it. And obviously, the easiest and freest way is to share the link, share the content, upload our stuff, download our stuff, do whatever you want with it. But the most helpful way is, of course, to go to thealexjonesstore.com and make a purchase. Help yourself and help us.
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.